This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was a little nervous this morning, John. I was walking in with Jessica and I said to her, I go, uh-oh, John's going to be really upset because I'm wearing a Packer sweatshirt today.
How can I possibly be upset? If you're wondering why we're talking about this, Tammy's a huge Green Bay Packers fan. I'm a huge Chicago Bears fan. It's the oldest rivalry in football, except for the last 10 years.
And yesterday I sent Bears John a text. I sent him a text saying, here's to a good game.
And it was classy. It was completely Tammy. She's like that. Every time the Bears play the Packers, she refuses to talk trash. I've got no trash to talk. My team's garbage. Can't beat the Green Bay Packers. If the Packers hadn't have shown up, we still would have lost the game somehow.
Oh, my God, John.
I'm not even joking.
Okay.
And Tammy, that was sweet and that was classy. And I want to thank you for that. I wish the day ended at that text.
I know. I sent that text to you and I looked at my husband and I said, here's to a game that's more exciting than the Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
That wasn't really asking for a lot.
I know. But it was a tight game, and you should have won it.
Yeah, I know.
But a blocked field goal
at
the end.
I remember it. I was watching it on my couch.
It wasn't because the players played
bad. I was telling all the people that were saying to me, they're finally going to beat the Packers. Aren't you happy? I was telling them, shut up. What are you possibly thinking? Uh-huh. It's the Green Bay Packers. It's the Chicago Bears. We're going to lose this game. Block field goal. I didn't say a word. I got up. I took a shower to wash the pain off my body. I'm not joking. So I didn't say a word. I had people at my house.
Yeah.
I got up and this guy didn't say a word. Just got in the shower. That's kind of weird. Now I think about it. Like, where did John go?
He took his taking a shower.
Oh, no, but that's what I did. I just felt dirty watching that. I felt dirty. So, Tammy, congrats. Well, I mean, what can I possibly say? Any long-suffering sports fan knows exactly what I felt yesterday. It's just the way it is.
Do you want to have 10 seconds to kind of just get out
the words? What can I say?
I bet there's a lot you could say.
Okay, 10 seconds to sum up what I feel about the Bears right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, pathetic, loser, coach, thanks for nothing. Well, can you ever win a game against the Packers? No. Is that 10 seconds?
I think you're close
enough. Okay, green and gold are ugly colors.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, you still...
You don't have to insult me now.
I'm insulting you. They look fine on you. Is that 10 seconds?
Yes, okay. That's 10 seconds. Okay, I'm
sorry. Happy Thanksgiving week. Is that this week or next week?
Next week is Thanksgiving.
I can't even get there yet. Me to Thanksgiving. I'm also very concerned that how you started off this segment saying that you were worried about me. You weren't worried about me. You were like worried about my behavior when I got here. Like I'd be angry, like I'm some kind of monster.
No, I didn't want you to think I was rubbing it in your face.
Hey, listen,
I was just excited,
man.
And I'm like, oh, this is a perfect thing to wear today.
Yeah. Tammy, when the sun comes out every morning, you start getting used to it. Okay? Bears cannot beat the Packers. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
God, just we had it.
You did.
Well. Okay, 833-287-1037. All this week, we are hooking you up with tickets to see Kane Brown. Kane Brown kicks off his tour here in San Diego. How cool is that? And you're going to be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on a ticket on Tammy, and maybe we'll even win $100. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. This Friday, it's our last food fund of the November season. We'll be at Fraser Farms in Vista. And Vista, if you're going to be like Oceanside or like La Mesa the week before, you got a lot of work to do, but in a great way.
Absolutely. So we're asking you to bring your non-perishable food items for the San Diego Food Bank. They feed hundreds of thousands of people a year, people you probably know, and the elderly, the working poor, and even our military families. So whatever you can do to help out, it's much appreciated. Not that we have to bribe you, but someone will be walking away with a pair of Stagecoach passes, and you can also register to win KSON Country Fest tickets.
I want to thank the Oceanside Police Department, who were so kind and accommodating to us as, I guess, our co-presenters at John and Tammy's Food Fund. They had a table right next to us. It was really cool.
Well, yeah. Well, because they're looking to hire. And by the way, there's no age restriction on that. A lot of agencies have one and they don't. So if that's something you've been thinking as a second career, Oceanside might be the place for you.
Not sure I appreciated how they told me that there was no age limit.
Oh.
Like, you know, you're never too old.
That's totally true.
Really? Yeah, okay, because I kind of think you think I am too old.
We had so much fun on Friday. It was so great to see people that we've known a long time who will always come out. It's also great to meet new faces as well. Plus, it was the return of local musician Davey Rocket and John doing Show Us Your Cans Part 2.
It's another year, and that means another chance to support our hungry neighbors. We're talking about the working poor, the elderly, military families, and more. And now is the time to gather together, to do what you can, because it's still so important to...
Show us your cans again. Show up again and show us your cans and your boxes, gentlemen and foxes, mac and cheese would please.
Achoo!
Your sneezes are obnoxious. Fraser Fawns, it's that time again, but this time in Oceanside, tell your friend. We need to see that meat in cans, if it's fresh. No, ma'am, your albacore and your sardines and Spam. Fraser Fawns is the place, but
Oceanside this time, not La Mesa.
Come on, yeah. If you can smell the ocean, you're on the right track. If you're in traffic on the 8, my friend, I'm sorry, but it's time to turn back.
Woo! Show Us Your Cans Part 2! That was almost a year to the day of us performing Show Us Your Cans at last year's Food Fund, and it's been a hell of a year for Davey Rocket.
Yeah.
We almost lost Davey to a horrible paragliding accident. He's still... very banged up, just got through with his 10th surgery, but to have him out and about and smiling and performing and doing things that he loves was so important.
Well, and
great to see.
I love the fact that his attitude was so good too, because he said, I had my final surgery. Now it's just getting this leg and foot back where it belongs. He had a really positive attitude. It was great to see him.
Thank you. It was great to see you. And if you've not been out yet, please. Directions are at KSON.com, but we'll be at Fraser Farms in Vista this Friday, 6 to 9, gathering as much as we can for the San Diego Food Bank, who really needs your help every time of the year, but especially this time of year towards the holidays. KSON.com for John and Tammy's Food Fund. Happy 96th birthday to Mickey Mouse. We also have to mention, it's also Minnie Mouse's birthday today, which doesn't really get a lot of notice as much as Mickey Mouse's birthday today. But yes, today is the anniversary of Steamboat Willie, which introduced not just Mickey Mouse, but Minnie Mouse. Jessica celebrated Mickey Mouse's birth and Minnie Mouse's birthday early by being an insane person.
Now, here's the thing. I didn't even realize Jessica was running this weekend until I saw her story on Instagram.
Yeah.
Jessica, what time did you wake up to go to Disneyland to do a run yesterday?
I woke up at 2 a.m.
2 a.m. That's the morning, incidentally. 2 a.m. Most of you probably were going to sleep at 2 a.m. Maybe, if you were having a nice night. You got to Disneyland by what time?
I got there about 4.
You did your 5K run.
Mm-hmm.
You were back home...
at 8.
Before 8 in the morning.
Now, before most people get up on a Sunday.
Now that's a day.
Yeah.
You really want to take advantage of Disneyland? The best way, get up at 2 in the morning. I bet there's no traffic.
It was actually really cool. It was the cast member friend and family holiday 5K. So it was all the cast members with their friends and their families. And we all got to run through both parks. It was so much fun.
Did anybody run in costume?
Oh my gosh. There were two people dressed as the, what are their names? Murray and from Home Alone.
Oh, the Wet Bandits.
The Wet Bandits, yeah.
Is that Disney?
Yeah, because they... bought Fox. So that's on Disney Plus now.
Oh, okay.
That's technically Disney now. Yeah, so they were dressed as the Wet Bandits. They were fantastic.
If it was cast member friends and family, what got you there?
I have a friend that's a cast member. My friend David, he does art directing at the parks.
Nice.
If you guys go back and meet Santa this year at Disneyland, he worked on a lot of those decorations over there.
That's cool. Oh, what a cool job.
Yeah, he's a great friend. And so they invited me out to go run this race. And it was just, it was so lovely. The vibes, I was so dreading it because I'm like, oh, it is so early.
And cold.
And it was 42 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I was freezing, but once we got running and going through the parks, you just remember that magic of Disneyland, and
right.
You're running with all the people that are making the magic.
That's really
cool.
Sweet.
Which and was really cool.
I've got nothing but respect. I got to tell you, my alarm goes off at 2 in the morning. It's 42 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, I'm going to stay in bed. But you got to do Disney. I guess that's the way to do it. Home by 8? I mean, good God.
You had a whole day in that little short span. That's crazy.
Before most people got up in the morning.
I know.
You were home from Disneyland.
Yeah.
And ran a 5K. Well, congratulations, Jess. That's awesome. Mad respect to you.
No kidding. And Disney is what we are giving you all this week with KSON's Sneaky Sound Send-Off. Your first chance to guess the sound, do it correctly, you'll get a family 4-pack of tickets for Disneyland. And that chance is coming at 7:40.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tequila!
Or in this case, where is my tequila if you're Guy Fieri and Sammy Hagar? I didn't know those two were partners in a tequila biz.
They were. They are. It's called Santos Spirits, and they are missing 24,240 bottles of their tequila. Their Santo Blanco, the Reposado, and the specially made Extra Añejo, which takes over 4 years to make. Someone stole two semis worth of their tequila.
That's what you mean when you say they're missing.
Yes, someone stole them in Laredo, Texas. It took 39 months to create all of this tequila. It's worth over $1 million.
Somebody stole $1 million worth of tequila over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heist.
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of sad. I mean, if you're a tequila lover, first, this was their holiday shipment. Now they don't have anything for anyone to buy for the holidays.
Yeah, that's really a drag.
And you can't just go get more.
There's a lot of booze somewhere around the Texas area.
I know.
Maybe it's crossed over the border by now, but who knows,
and
man.
They're really, really hoping to recover that Extra Añejo because that's the one that took the longest to make. And they're offering a $10,000 reward. So if someone says, hey, would you like to buy some tequila? You know, Sammy Hagar and Guy Fieri have this brand and I have some of it. Well, maybe you can get 10 grand. You can figure out where it went.
Just in case somebody's listening right now that knows who stole the tequila. Do we have a link that they can go for the reward?
Well,
never know. Weirder
that's
things
totally
have happened.
True. I'll post the story on Facebook.
Okay. No questions will be asked.
Yes.
if you know. 833-287-1037. Right now, we want to get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Kane Brown announced his tour last week, and it's really cool because he's kicking off his tour here in San Diego. And what's even cooler is you're going to be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Win or lose, you're going to Kane Brown. Win, you get $100 too. 833-287-1037 for John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Instructions are due whatever the heck you want.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all over the map. Everybody's coming in and doing their own versions.
That's Brooks and Dunn talking about their new record, Reboot 2, which is a new record of classic Brooks and Dunn music. And as you heard the men themselves say, we don't want them to do standard covers.
Right. They want everyone to put their own spin on it.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm really excited about this record. It came out last week, and everything I've heard about it is spectacular so far.
When you hear unique versions, like Megan Maroney's version of Ain't Nothing About You, it's a whole different song.
Okay. I am totally down for that version of Ain't Nothing About You. If Megan Maroney plays that at our KSON Christmas show that she's headlining, I'm going to lose my mind. I might lose my mind, Tammy.
Well, we'll have to ask her to do it.
She sounds ridiculously good.
It's really a cool take on it. Plus, we have the behind the scenes of making of this record posted on John and Tammy's Facebook page. And she looks so different because typically Megan Maroney is in her awesome dresses and boots. And, you know, she's got the hair and the makeup. And this one, she's in jeans and tennis shoes and a T-shirt. Just, it's really cool.
When you make a record that is compiled of the work of two legends, there's got to be a lot of pressure. Well, there is a lot of pressure. And Jelly Roll sums it up great. He does a, I can't imagine how great this is going to sound, the version of Brooks and Dunn's Believe. And he felt the pressure.
He's worried about what his mom is going to think.
You know what? She's so honest. She's going to be like, you better not butcher that classic. I can hear it now. You better not blow it.
I think Mama Roll has no reason to worry.
Mama Roll. I love it.
Or is it Mrs. Roll?
I don't know.
I want to be proper. At least he has nothing to worry about. I have to imagine that Jelly's going to sound great doing Believe. Reboot 2 is out. Mm-hmm. So check it out for yourself. And it's really, again, the video that Tammy posted on our socials, it's really interesting to watch the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It absolutely is.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
About to ask Candido, say good morning to Ray. What's going down, Ray?
Hey, how you doing today on a Monday?
You know what? I think we're doing all right. Tam?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Ray, do me a favor. Pal, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Can you excuse us for a minute?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Ray, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, gets you $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Alrighty.
The Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight was the talk of the world, whether it was crashing Netflix or accidentally showing Mike Tyson's naked butt before the fight. Oh, and Mike losing in an 8-round decision at 58 years old. True or false, Tyson, at age 20, was the youngest heavyweight champion of the world of all time.
True.
Joe Manganiello says Deal or No Deal Island Season 2 will give away the most money anyone's ever won on TV. Who's the host of the original Deal or No Deal?
I have no idea.
Gladiator 2 is out this week. Who was the Oscar-winning star of Gladiator?
Oh, that was something Crow. Man, I can't think of his first name. His last name's Crow, I think.
All right. Pamela Anderson plays an aging Las Vegas dancer in a movie called The Last Showgirl, and there's talk that her performance could win some award nominations. Who did Pam play on Baywatch?
I don't know.
Okay, and finally, John Stamos went on to Insta to show his support for his friend and co-star Dave Coulier, who went public with his cancer diagnosis. Who did the two play on Full House?
Oh, they played Joey and... Oh, man, it's coming to point two. It's been so many years. I have no idea.
All right, man, let's get Tam back in. Tam!
Sorry.
All right, Ray, what's happening for you today, pal?
Just another work day.
Yeah, what do you do?
I run heavy equipment for a grading company.
Sure. Well, you got a very, very important job. Stay safe, pal.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Tam, Ray, he got a couple of half right, so I'm inclined to give him 3 out of 5 just to add the 2 halves, but I don't know if that's accurate. Either way, the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight is the talk of the world, whether it was crashing Netflix or accidentally showing Mike's naked butt before the fight. Oh, and Mike losing an 8-round decision to 58 years old.
By the way, we'll be discussing this more at 7:35. You can call in and chime in if you'd like to.
Yeah, not sure if you heard there was a fight on Friday night.
What?
Or was there? True or false, Mike Tyson at age 20 was the youngest heavyweight champion of the world of all time.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna go true.
That is true. That's the one thing, we'll talk more about this in just a bit, but that was the one thing I just could not shake when I was watching that fight, was that I, as a young man, watched another young man named Mike Tyson in just complete awe, and it was mad respect for seeing a guy that age go in there and take what he, I don't know. There's lots of different thoughts about that fight, but I got so many different emotions. Anyway, it's 1-1. Joe Manganiello says Deal or No Deal Island Season 2 will give away the most money anyone's ever won on TV. Who was the host of the original Deal or No Deal?
Howie Mandel.
That's right. Ray couldn't come up with it. 2-1, Tam. Gladiator 2 is out this week. Who was the Oscar-winning star of Gladiator?
Russell Crowe.
Russell, that's
what it was. I'm sorry, Ray.
Aww.
Ray had Crowe.
Aww.
Couldn't come up with Russell.
Yeah, we'll give you a half. I agree with John. We'll give you a half.
All right, so now it's 3-2.5. Tammy, Pamela Anderson plays an aging Las Vegas dancer in a movie called The Last Showgirl, and there's talk that her performance could win her some award nominations. Who did Pam play on Baywatch?
CJ.
She was CJ. Ray couldn't remember. 4-2.5, Tammy. And finally, John Stamos went on to Insta to show support for his friend and co-star Dave Coulier, who went public with his cancer diagnosis. Who did the two play on Full House?
Well, Dave Coulier was Joey, and... Jesse.
Yeah, Uncle Jesse and Joey.
Oh,
Again, Ray had one of them. I needed both. So hence the 5-3 score today, Ray. No biggie. When Tam goes 5 out of 5, there's nothing you can do. You're going to get a great prize nevertheless.
We have a pair of tickets for you to go see Kane Brown. He's coming to Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
I'm so excited.
All right, Ray. Enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Ray Escondido, and I flunked out at Cammie's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Oh.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake Elgato! Paul!
There are so many different things to analyze when talking about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that happened Friday night. Live-ish on Netflix. I mean, whether it was Netflix technical issues. Clearly not ready for the onslaught of people from all over the world, although I don't know how they weren't ready. That was pretty much the buzz.
Well, 60 million people. That's a lot.
Which caused the video to buffer, which caused a lot of people to be upset.
I knew this was going to be an issue because recently something else that was a big streaming thing caused all kinds of buffering issues. So I made sure that we got in early and just kind of kept it there.
Did that help?
I think it did. And then when it was buffering, I actually went to social media where people are like, what do you do? Because I was afraid if I go out, I'm not going to get back in.
Well, and were you like a lot of other people that thought it was your issue, not Netflix's issue?
I knew it was Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The fight sucked. Let's just go ahead and be honest. It was the most hyped boxing match probably of all time, and it was a complete dud.
It was just, you know, I posted in my Instagram stories, it said actual footage of the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul footage, and it's two cats that were just kind of pawing at each other. Yeah. I mean, I went into it wanting, you know, Mike Tyson just to destroy Jake Paul because I don't like him, and I wanted Tyson to be Tyson and to win. And it was quite obvious. The age difference was huge. Mike Tyson got tired, you could tell. But I do have to say, I really think towards the end there, Jake Paul could have pummeled him.
You think so?
And I think that he backed off. And especially when there was still time left and he bowed to him and backed up. I think that was, that showed a little class from a guy who doesn't ever do that.
I don't know what it said about me, but I'm thinking that's a perfect time for Mike to crown him.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that think this is a fixed fight. That Jake Paul was just toying with him. Yeah. And there were others that were saying that Mike Tyson could have dropped the hammer, but didn't do it. And I didn't see either of that. Here's what I saw. A young man in probably the best physical shape of his life, attempting to show respect to a fighter that used to be awesome. And
let's just say, because for the doubters who think it was fixed, that was really true. Mike's legs were gone. You could see that they were gone. But if he just pummeled him at the end, I think he would have been the most hated person in the world. I really do.
I mean, that's what boxing is, though.
Well,
and
I know.
People
want
to see a knockout.
Listen, I saw two great fights before that. I really enjoyed, what was his name? I have it written down so I don't mess it up. Barrios and Ramos. That was an amazing fight. It was a draw. It was so good. Also, Katie and Amanda, the female fight right beforehand. I don't think I've ever seen two tougher women in my life. Although the fight went to the wrong person. Sorry, I think Amanda should have won it, but that's just my opinion.
But unfortunately, most people are talking about Mike Tyson's naked butt. Yeah. Which was accidentally shown beforehand in a really what the hell did I just see moment.
I don't know if it was accidental or not. I mean, the camera was right there and he's walking away. They know whoever's running the camera knows that he just has a jock strap on. And when he turns around, it's going to be a bare butt.
He was talking to his son and it was supposed to be a heartfelt moment before the fight. And it was until Mike turned around and there you have it. A couple of canned hams in the screen. And it was just like, whoa.
It was wild.
Like, what? Yeah, I don't think Netflix wanted that to be like the biggest part of the story. Well, I didn't think they want buffering and unwatchable to be trending hashtags, and they better get their stuff fixed before they show the NFL on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Because trust, people do not want their football messed with. How about Mike's biting fixation that he openly admitted to afterwards? Eating his glove instead of somebody's ear during the match.
No, at least he's eating the glove.
It was an unwatchable fight as far as the fight goes, but so many other counterpoints that are very interesting.
See, I think that is like dramatic, unwatchable.
Oh, come on.
I watched the whole dang thing.
It was a young guy beating up an old guy. And it wasn't even beating up. It was on, come on, if you're a boxing fan, you're right. The first couple of fights before that were so much better.
I mean, what do you think? 833-287-1037.
It's not often we stop things down to talk boxing.
Yeah.
But this was huge. This is more than just a boxing match. Clearly, so many, in fact, everybody is talking about it. So let's do that. 833-287-1037. Maybe you got a different point of view. Maybe you saw something that we didn't. Maybe you did what I did and just watched it the next day so you had no buffering whatsoever to worry about.
Yeah, no kidding.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Lindsay and Santee wants to weigh in. Ha ha. Boxing joke.
Nice.
On the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight.
I think that Tyson could have totally creamed Jake Paul.
So you think he sat back, held back?
If you look at the first round and you see that the way Tyson attacked Jake and how scared Jake got for a second, then went and hugged him and was like holding on to him like a little koala, I think Tyson knew that he had to get paid, so the longer he stayed in the fight, the higher his bag would be.
I'm pretty sure he got paid no matter what happened. Fight 1 second, fight eight rounds. He still got the same amount of money, no?
It actually was on a scale, a pay scale.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. $20 million if he lasted all eight.
Oh, God.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not. I'm sorry. It doesn't laugh at me. I stand corrected. I did not know that. I thought he got paid no matter what. Okay, but here's what I do agree with this. I saw in that first round Mike connect, and I kind of saw. No. I definitely saw Paul flinch. Like, ooh, I wasn't expecting that kind of a punch, which led some people to say, okay, these guys had a little dance, song and dance thing going on right from the get-go, and Paul was like, ooh, that wasn't part of the talk. But that's what you're talking about, right?
But then also notice, he didn't bite his glove the first round at all. It was after I felt he had to hold back that he started his little tick of, like, biting his glove.
So you're saying his, quote-unquote, his words, biting fixation, only came on because he was stressed about not following through with the fix?
He was trying to prevent himself from doing what he is just trained to do.
Gotcha. So it was to keep him from pummeling Jake Paul.
I think so. It was like a frustration thing where he wanted to just go for it, but I think because he did not bite his glove once the first round.
Okay. This is an interesting take.
This is so interesting because so many people have a completely different take.
Right.
And
yeah.
Everyone's got something different to say. I love your insight for it, though.
Yeah, me too.
Watch it again.
Now I want to. All right. Thanks.
Take care.
See, it is not unwatchable.
Yeah, you know what?
You proved
me wrong. You're not the first. Country music's biggest night is this Wednesday.
They've already announced some of the great performers, but they put out a list of presenters now.
And they surely add to the fact that this is country music's biggest night.
Well, I mean, kind of. You know, you have your normal presenter type people that make sense. Mm-hmm. The Clint Blacks, Jeff Bridges, fun. That makes total sense. Jordan Davis. But then we get into the ones that I question.
You question country music's biggest night.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Why?
Well, first off, do we have to put a Dodger up there? Freddie Freeman's going. Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they got to take advantage of the World Series champions. And they got to put somebody up there. It's Freddie, I guess. But, okay. I'll be fast-forwarding through that part of the show. Next, about country music's biggest night.
We have Taylor from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay, all right.
She's the one that originally went viral after her claims of what happened at some of the parties.
Okay.
At what parties?
At the Mormon parties.
At the Mormon
parties.
That weren't so Mormon.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a show I think I could get into. I just about tuned you out when you said that name of that show, and all of a sudden I'm back on board.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so she's a presenter as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's a presenter.
All right. Well, okay.
Yes.
And then also Jackson Lux.
You know, when producer Jessica asked me, who is this Jackson Lux kid? It's a little kid. And I'm like, wait, I've seen him somewhere. And then it hit me because I saw him on Luke Bryan's Instagram.
Yeah.
This is an 8-year-old kid who knows so much about farming, tractors, how to do everything. He's got his own Instagram account and an even bigger one on TikTok.
One of Grandpa's farms, shelling corn, and this is his first field of corn. So it's still like grinding the corn. So he needs to open that airway up so it's not breaking the kernel.
I had never heard of him until I had to look him up. I guess I'm not on the tractor side of TikTok.
Yes.
go figure. So
he looks adorable.
I always love when they pair these people up too. So it's like, here's Billy Bob Thornton and the 8-year-old that talks about tractors.
Is that who they're pairing him up with?
I don't know. No, it doesn't say. But like,
they're not pairing up with a Mormon wife, are they?
I hope not.
Since he's already worked with Luke Bryan, I think that that's who would have a conversation with him. But we'll see what CMA Awards. And of course, it'll be all over our socials.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Brianna in La Mesa. What's going on, Brianna?
Hi.
Brianna, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Tammy, I'm sorry, but you have to go.
Okay, good luck.
Well, you did that with such gusto, Brianna. Very impressive. So I got 5 pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you, Brianna, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Good luck to you. Brianna, the time machine in Back to the Future was originally supposed to be a refrigerator, but the director was worried that people would get stuck in refrigerators, so they changed it. Probably valid. What kind of car is the time machine in Back to the Future?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Sophie Turner is playing Lara Croft in the movie remake. What Oscar-winning actress played Lara Croft in 2001 and 2003?
Oh, man, this is harder when you're actually doing it.
Oh, Brianna, you would not believe how many times I hear that.
I don't know.
Okay. Lorne Michaels turned 80 this weekend. What legendary show did he create?
Lauren Michaels?
Yep.
I don't know.
All right, Brianna. Oh, no. This song from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Is now featured in what mega retailer's holiday ad campaign? Is it Old Navy, Target, or Walmart?
I'm going to say Target.
And finally, Bella Caroli died this weekend. He's credited for being the best coach in this Olympic sport, mentoring the likes of Nadia Comaneci, Mary Lou Retton, and Kerry Strug. What sport did he coach?
Basketball.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Brianna, tell me something good that you're doing today.
Oh, I'm just going to work. I'm in the Navy.
Oh, well, thank you for your service, Brianna. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Tammy, Brianna did 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
The time machine in Back to the Future was originally supposed to be a refrigerator, but the director was worried that people would get stuck in refrigerators, which would be valid. So they changed it. What kind of car is the time machine in Back to the Future?
A DeLorean.
I love hearing stories like that. Can you imagine what that movie would have been like if Marty McFly climbs into an old Frigidaire?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Right.
Okay. 1-0. Brianna did not know. Tammy, Sophie Turner is playing Lara Croft in the movie remake. What Oscar-winning actress played Lara Croft in 2001 and 2003?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina did. Brianna did not know. 2-0. Tam. Lorne Michaels turned 80 this weekend. What legendary show did he create?
Saturday Night Live.
That is right. He is the man who started the whole thing all those years ago. Brianna did not know. 3-0. Tam. Tammy, this song from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Is now featured in what mega retailer's holiday ad campaign? Is it Old Navy, Target, or Walmart?
Wow, I have no idea. I'm just going to guess Target.
Target is right. And that was the actual clip from the Target commercial. And I can't picture if that's the dog in the commercial or if that's Roger the puppy showing his displeasure for me not paying attention to him. I think it's the dog in the commercial. Anyway, Target is right. Brianna knew that. It's 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Bella Caroli died over the weekend. He's credited for being the best coach in this Olympic sport, mentoring the likes of Nadia Comaneci, Mary Lou Retton, and Kerry Strug. What sport did he coach?
Gymnastics.
Somewhat controversial. Mm-hmm. But you can't deny the success. Brianna went with basketball. Now, that's what I want to see. 4'10" Mary Lou Retton playing basketball. Good guess, Brianna. I'm not going to cut it today. Tammy gets a clean sweep, 5-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
On March 13th, you're going to see Kane Brown at Pechanga Arena.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Oh, that makes us happy, Brianna. Thank you for what you do. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Brianna LaMesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We're waiting any second for Thomas Rhett to join us, and Tammy picks now to start a fight with me.
I'm not starting a fight. Would you stop it?
Poking at me. That's might be true. A better fit.
Hey, good morning.
There we go.
You're a good guy.
Hey, pal.
I've been haranguing John since we've been waiting for you. Oh, I think I'm annoying him.
Really? You think you are?
My gosh.
Thomas Rhett has returned to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. And right off the bat, we get into a squabble right in front of company.
That's okay. I feel like I'm used to that from you guys.
I think you are, actually.
Okay, dude, first and foremost, before we talk about anything else, I am so jealous of you. So jealous of you singing with Teddy Swims. I mean, awesome was that.
It was awesome. And I also think, it caught a lot of people off guard, you know, because I posted on my story the other day. I was like, man, I'm about to collaborate with somebody really cool. Anybody have any guesses? And I would say overwhelmingly people were like, it's got to be Post Malone. It's got to be Post Malone or Lainey Wilson or something. And so I didn't get one person that thought Teddy Swims. And so I think it actually came as a really unique surprise for everybody, because I think there's a lot of people, you know, in country that actually don't even know. They might know the song Lose Control, but they don't know Teddy Swims. And I think from his camp, like, I think they probably know Die a Happy Man, but they don't know anything else about me. So it's kind of been cool for both of our fan bases and genres to kind of be like, oh, this is sick, you know. And he's just an insane talent, and I'm excited to get to play this song on the CMAs with him and getting excited to see, you know, what people think about this tune when it drops.
Thomas Rhett is our guest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to keep harping on it, but the two of you together, there is just so much positive love and talent between the two of you. It's just, it's great. I'm very pleased about it.
Thomas Rhett, congratulations on making Tammy, quote, very pleased, by the way.
I appreciate that.
I know that was the goal. Thomas is about to have another number one song with Beautiful As You. And also about to kick off your first Vegas residency ever at Fontainebleau. Every time I hear an artist talk about doing a gig in Vegas, they rave about it. Is it as great as they say? Are they saying it too passionately as if to cover up something?
Is it?
I mean, I don't know. Could it be that great? Is it just the dream gig of a lifetime, Thomas Rhett?
Mine doesn't start until the 6th of December. So we're getting geared up for it now, getting to rehearse. But I did go see, I saw Luke's show, and I've seen Miranda's show, and I enjoyed it a lot, you know, because it's when you play amphitheaters or arenas and that's what you're expecting. It's definitely not that, right? Because a lot of these theaters, like the place we're playing, holds like 2,800 people or something like that. And so, and we're only doing like 4 shows. So it's a mini residency, if you will. But I think the thing I loved most is that, you know, I've obviously seen a million Miranda Lambert shows and a million Luke Bryan shows, and I love the way that they just changed up their whole everything for Vegas, you know? So it's me and the band kind of feel free to sort of, like, try some stuff maybe that we wouldn't normally try, like, on a normal show. And so I'm jacked. Like, I've never been in Vegas for longer than 48 hours, and I'm about to be there for 2 straight weeks, and so I will let you know.
Now, does Lauren and the kids, do they go there with you, or are you on your own for this one?
They're coming for the second week.
Okay.
So I'm going to go a couple of days early to kind of get in the rehearsal space in the actual room we're playing at, and, you know, I'm filming a New Year's Eve thing there. I'm doing, like, the official, like, lighting of the Christmas tree in Vegas. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the front end that they'll come on the second half for. So hopefully by the time we've worked out all the kinks, my kids will get to see the final product.
Right on, man. Okay. And then, of course, right into the new year with the Better in Boots headlining tour. Things are going very well for Thomas Rhett.
Heck yeah.
All right. You know what? Hang on, Thomas, because we want to talk more about you and Lauren and your future should you decide to hang it up and what you guys could possibly do. I got an idea for a good collaboration between the two of you two kids.
Oh boy.
Y'all are hilarious.
That's next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We are back continuing our conversation with Thomas Rhett. Thomas is collaborating at the CMA Awards with superstar Teddy Swims. Thomas is about to go number one with As Beautiful As You. Thomas, have you ever thought about life after singing and songwriting and specifically collaborating more with your wife. You guys ever think about doing like a relationship podcast or a longevity and love thing to help people that aren't as compatible as you guys are become compatible? I think that's something that that you can really do.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot. You know, we have a lot of dreams. We also have a lot of kids. And, you know, so, we do talk about it, you know. And, I mean, honestly, every year I'm just like, maybe this is the last year that people care about my music. And so I'm always thinking about what could I do, you know. And I do love, probably the biggest joy I've gotten the last few years is being able to, like, mentor younger artists, if you will. That brings me a lot of life, just because I've been doing this for 15 years, and there's a lot of artists that literally did not have anything going on yesterday, and all of a sudden, you know, a year goes by and they're headlining football stadiums, you know. And so I think with TikTok and all this kind of stuff, you can get really famous really fast. And I think when you get really famous really fast, you don't really know what you're doing. You're just kind of doing it, you know, as you go. And so I love getting to talk to younger artists. And so I think a podcast would be fun, especially with my wife. But I do know for a fact that we do not have time right now to do a podcast together. But maybe when our kids are teenagers, we'll dive into something like that. That sounds really life-giving.
I don't think, Thomas Rhett, there's any man in the world who loves his wife more than you do. I think you loved her before you even born, you even knew it.
Probably.
There's got to be one little thing that she does that gets on your nerves. Share one little thing.
Yeah, she's extremely stubborn, and I'm just not, you know? And I'm not the best roll with the punches kind of person. Like, we went to Dollywood the other day. And so I have my plan of like, okay, we're getting in the car. We're going to get there at noon. We're going to be in the park till like 5. And then we're going to like go to bed a decent hour. Like, my wife is so down to just change plans. You know what I mean? So like, we don't leave until an hour later and we get to the park an hour late. And if my kids like the roller coaster, we're going to sit there and ride it until they're tired of it. And I'm just like, no, we have a schedule. You know what I'm saying? And so
yes.
She is the last person to leave a restaurant. She's the last person to leave church. She's the last person to leave a party. And, you know, but she's been that way ever since I was like 15 or 16 years old. And so I've learned how to adapt a little bit more of her roll with the punches, but that is probably the biggest frustration that I have.
Makes sense. And it's actually a good frustration to have.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, Thomas, good luck in the upcoming residency. Congratulations on what's going to be another number one song for you, just adding to a great resume with Beautiful As You. And good luck in the upcoming tour. We better start seeing a second leg announced where we're going to be seeing you closer to home. Just throwing that out there, but we'll talk about that later.
I know. Don't bring it up right now.
Okay. All right. I won't bring it up. Trust me. I will not bring it up. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and your family. And thanks for always being so cool with us, pal.
Yeah, of course. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Bye, honey.
See ya.
That is a good guy right there.
Love him.
I want to like be best friends with he and Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I know.
Sit by the fire. I can play harmonica. He can play guitar. God.
All right.
Lauren can make southern food. Tommy and me.
Oh, boy.
And Lauren makes three. Got the whole thing.
Oh my God.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.